Hello, and welcome to Physics Unlocked, the podcast that turns tricky GCSE concepts into exam-winning knowledge. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most misunderstood topics in the entire OCR GCSE physics specification, Newton's first law of motion, covering inertia, equilibrium, and the all-important idea of the resultant force. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode has everything you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Newton's first law is specification 0.1.8 in OCR GCSE physics, and it states, an object will remain at rest or continue to move at a constant velocity unless acted upon by a resultant force. Now, I want you to really sit with that statement for a moment because it contains two ideas that students often miss. First, an object at rest stays at rest. That part most people get, but the second part is where the marks are won and lost. An object moving at constant velocity will keep moving at that constant velocity. It does not slow down, it does not stop, it keeps going forever unless something acts on it. This is completely different from our everyday experience, and that's exactly why it trips students up. In real life, if you push a book across a table and let go, it slows down and stops. So our intuition says, you need a force to keep something moving. But that intuition is wrong, and it was wrong for over 1,000 years until Newton came along. The book stops because of friction. Remove friction, and the book would keep going indefinitely. That's Newton's first law in action. This ancient misconception that you need a constant force to maintain constant velocity is called the Aristotelian misconception, named after the Greek philosopher Aristotle. OCR examiners know students fall into this trap, and they specifically test for it. So let me be crystal clear. A constant driving force does not produce constant velocity. A constant driving force produces acceleration. To maintain constant velocity, the resultant force must be zero. Now, let's talk about what a resultant force actually is. The resultant force, sometimes called the net force, is the single force that represents the combined effect of all forces acting on an object. If a car has a driving force of 500 newtons pushing it forward and friction of 500 newtons pushing it backward, the resultant force is zero. Not because there are no forces, there are plenty of forces, but because they cancel out. And when the resultant force is zero, Newton's first law tells us the car moves at constant velocity. Here's a crucial point for your exam answers. Always use the term resultant force rather than just saying the forces are balanced. Saying balanced forces is acceptable and will get you credit, but resultant force equals zero is more precise and more likely to earn you the higher marks. Think of it as the difference between a C-grade answer and an A-grade answer. Now let's explore inertia. Inertia is the tendency of an object to resist changes to its state of motion. An object at rest tends to stay at rest. An object moving tends to keep moving in the same direction at the same speed. Inertia is not a force. This is a common mistake. Inertia is a property of matter, and it is directly related to mass. The greater the mass of an object, the greater its inertia, and the harder it is to change its motion. Think about a supermarket trolley. An empty trolley has low mass and low inertia. You can easily push it, stop it, or change its direction. A full trolley loaded with shopping has much higher mass and much higher inertia. It's much harder to get moving, much harder to stop, and much harder to steer around corners. The forces required are greater because the inertia is greater. This has real-world consequences in transport safety. Lorries and heavy goods vehicles have much greater inertia than cars. They take much longer to accelerate and much longer to stop. This is why stopping distances are so much greater for heavy vehicles, a concept that links directly to the topic of stopping distances and braking forces in your specification. Now let's talk about equilibrium. An object is in equilibrium when the resultant force acting on it is zero. There are two types of equilibrium relevant to GCSE. Static equilibrium is when an object is stationary, like a book sitting on a table. The weight of the book acts downward, and the normal contact force from the table acts upward. These forces are equal and opposite, so the resultant force is zero, and the book remains at rest. Dynamic equilibrium is when an object moves at constant velocity, like a car cruising at a steady 70 miles per hour on a motorway. The driving force equals the resistive forces, the resultant force is zero, and the velocity is constant. Both of these are examples of Newton's first law. The law covers both cases, rest and constant velocity. This is absolutely essential to understand for the exam. Let me give you a beautiful real-world example of Newton's first law in the most extreme environment imaginable, outer space. When a spacecraft fires its engines and then switches them off, what happens? In the vacuum of space, there is no air resistance, no friction. The resultant force on the spacecraft is zero. And so, according to Newton's first law, it continues moving at exactly the same velocity, the same speed, the same direction, indefinitely. This is how the Voyager probes, launched in 1977, are still traveling through interstellar space today without any engines firing. Newton's first law at work across billions of kilometers. Now, for higher-tier students, there is an additional and very important application, circular motion. Consider a car going around a roundabout at constant speed. Is the resultant force zero? No. And here's why. Velocity is a vector quantity. It has both magnitude and direction. Even if the speed stays the same, if the direction changes, the velocity is changed. A change in velocity means there is an acceleration, and an acceleration means there must be a resultant force. For circular motion, this force is directed towards the center of the circle. We call it the centripetal force. So an object moving in a circle at constant speed is not in equilibrium, even though its speed is constant. This is a higher-tier distinction that examiners specifically test, and it's a common source of confusion. Remember, constant speed does not mean constant velocity if the direction is changing. Right. Let's get into exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake, number one, the Aristotelian trap. Writing that, a constant force is needed to maintain constant velocity. This is wrong. Zero resultant force maintains constant velocity. A constant resultant force causes constant acceleration. If you write the Aristotelian version in your exam, you will lose marks. Every time. Common mistake number two. Thinking zero resultant force means the object must be stationary. It doesn't. Zero resultant force means constant velocity, which includes the special case of zero velocity, but is not limited to it. Always mention both possibilities, at rest or moving at constant velocity. Common mistake number three, confusing speed and velocity. Speed is a scalar, magnitude only. Velocity is a vector, magnitude and direction. This matters enormously for circular motion questions. A car on a roundabout has constant speed, but changing velocity, therefore non-zero resultant force. Higher-tier students must be precise about this distinction. Common mistake number four, vague language. Saying the forces are equal without specifying which forces, or saying there is no force, when you mean the resultant force is zero. Examiners reward precision. Use the phrase resultant force in every relevant answer. Now for command word strategies. If the question says state Newton's first law, give the full law. An object remains at rest or moves at constant velocity unless acted upon by a resultant force. That's two marks right there. If the question says explain why the car moves at constant velocity, you need to use because to link cause and effect. The driving force equals the friction force, therefore the resultant force is zero, therefore by Newton's first law, the acceleration is zero, and the velocity remains constant. Notice how I've built a chain of reasoning. That's what explain questions demand. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these questions. Question 1. State Newton's first law of motion. Answer: an object remains at rest or moves at constant velocity unless acted upon by a resultant force. Question 2. What is inertia? Answer: the tendency of an object to resist changes to its state of motion. It is related to mass. Greater mass means greater inertia. Question 3. A car travels at constant velocity on a straight road. What can you say about the resultant force? Answer: the resultant force is zero. The driving force equals the resistive forces. Question 4. Higher tier. A satellite orbits Earth at constant speed. Is the resultant force zero? Answer: no. The direction is constantly changing, so the velocity is changing, meaning there is a non-zero resultant force directed towards the center of the Earth, the centripetal force. Question 5. What is the difference between static equilibrium and dynamic equilibrium? Answer: static equilibrium is when an object is stationary with zero resultant force. Dynamic equilibrium is when an object moves at constant velocity with zero resultant force. Let's bring it all together. Newton's first law tells us that objects resist changes to their motion. This resistance is called inertia, and it's proportional to mass. An object will only change its velocity, speed up, slow down, or change direction if there's a non-zero resultant force acting on it. Zero resultant force means constant velocity, which includes being stationary. For your exam, always use the term resultant force. Always mention both cases, at rest and constant velocity. Higher tier students must remember that changing direction, even at constant speed, requires a non-zero resultant force. This is the key to circular motion questions. The three things to take away from today. 1. Zero resultant force means constant velocity, not just stationary. 2. Inertia is a property of mass, not a force. 3. Constant speed does not mean constant velocity if direction is changing. Thank you so much for listening to Physics Unlocked. If you found this helpful, make sure you test yourself with the practice questions in your study guide and revisit this podcast the night before your exam. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.